Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man Casanova Williams with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, I gotta thank everybody for rocking with me, showing me love. Yeah, I've been getting emails about the book. The book is actually finished. I'm just working on marketing, working on the tour, working on a lot of different things. So I don't have a date yet for the book to come out, but it's gonna come out pretty soon. Also, my product line. I'm expanding my product line. So you're gonna see a lot coming from me pretty soon. In the next few months, it's gonna be a lot happening. This is an edition of Casanova's Crazy. Okay. Remember, I told you I'm going to do the podcast within the podcast, and Casanova's Crazy is talking about things that happen in media and things like that, like I did before. This one's about Dr. Bryant. Now, if you recently are on social media or anything, you saw that Dr. Bryant, she's a woman doctor, and she does counseling. She did with Nick Cannon. She did with Cam Newton. And, you know, she's sitting there talking to men, these men, about their children. Because, you know, Cam Newton got like 8 kids. Nick Cannon got like 25, not like 13 or 11, something like that. So she was just talking to them and counseling. Now, this has gone viral as far as her being everywhere. Women are praising her, saying she ate them up. She told them about themselves, you know, pitching them as deadbeat dads and things like that. Now, let me first start to say this, okay? I finished my book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, which is talking about men being men and the responsibility of being men and not being, taking responsibility for themselves and their lives. The book also talks about men, you know, understanding the disadvantages we have, especially as Black men, but overcoming it. So in no way am I here to say that a man doesn't have responsibilities, a man is not doing what he has to do. I've never liked that. I think a lot of people, when they listen to my podcast, think because of the name that I'm blaming, that I take responsibility away from men and say, oh, poor men, Black men. No, not at all. I talk about our issues, that things are happening to us in unfair treatment, things that are not right with us. So I do talk about that stuff. So at the end of the day, I don't shy away from that. But I don't sit there and necessarily say Black men are always victims if we don't do things. And the reason I'm saying that, because I wanted to start off to say that I do believe that Cam Newton, men like Cam Newton and Nick Cannon, are not the best examples of being a Black man in America. I think they further the stereotype of Black men and famous Black men. I have a section in my book talking about being famous and being Black, that at the end of the day, we tend not to be responsible and to really believe that we're untouchable, could do whatever we have. Now, I'm not trying to question Nick Cannon and Cam Newton's fatherhood as far as being fathers and being there. But, you know, when you are reckless like that, have that many kids, child support, all this stuff that comes with that, you do leave yourself exposed. And then when stuff happen, people are like, oh, you know, oh, why the Black man? But, you know, you had all these kids, all these responsibilities, stuff like that. Now, I do understand when you are rich, you have certain privileges, and women will have your babies, because none of these women are dumb women. They see the benefits on being with these men. So in no way am I saying that these are bad guys. I just don't think it's responsible as Black men to do that. But with that said, Dr. Bryant is, you know, also, A lot of times I talk about the source. If you ever follow me on my Facebook, on my Instagram, you see that I'm always talking about the source of what people say. I have a problem with a lot of the red pill or these so-called gurus out here, because at the end of the day, you know, they're not practicing what they're preaching. They're doing things for clicks and likes. You know, somebody like Yada, who is telling men they need to immediately, when they meet a girl, you know, pay her bills and things like that. And he has a history of being his woman, fresh and fit. They have a history of very misogynistic behavior towards women, and they're singled them themselves. You have life coaches. You have people out here giving financial advice and they're broke. You have people out here giving relationship advice, like conversation podcasts, and most of them are single. So I'm giving people marriage and relationship advice. So I have a problem with those types of people, okay? Because they're not telling you from experience or to really help you. They're just spewing off whatever's popular at the time. And Dr. Brian is the same way. Now, before I start talking about her, I wanted to check her out, because I never heard of her. I don't know who she is. So I wanted to check out her credentials and stuff like that. And, you know, I went to her page, and the first thing she advertised was her being a life coach. Now, I'm a certified life coach, right? And at the end of the day, it's one of those certifications that you can get easily, but it's what you do afterwards. So to me, you know, her being a doctor of psychology from a university, Argory University, to me is more of the credential she should be pushing. So I'm not, you know, but you know, doctor's a doctor. It is what it is. So, you know, I mean, I have my little thoughts about it, but you know what? A doctor's a doctor. If you have it, it's legit. That's fine. You're a doctor. But it just was fascinating that she promoted the life coach more than I'm a doctor of psychology rather than I'm a life coach of psychology. You get what I'm saying? It's a difference. So that kind of was weird. So I went on social media, and all I see her promoting is sex. And what I mean is, I see her in the tight dresses, push-up dresses, showing cleavage, heavy cleavage, sexy walks. She's promoting sex. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand from a standpoint of advertising yourself. That's what you gotta do on social media. If that's what you want, I get that. But is that somebody that is really giving you advice because they want to help you or because they're trying to sell? Now, when I looked at the interview, I'm going to go back to her social media too. But when I looked at the interview, what she was wearing wasn't, I'm a doctor, self-respectful woman that's here to really give these brothers help. It was, I'm selling me because I'm a good-looking woman fighting against the man. I'm an independent black woman, but I'm sexy as hell. I have my nice little weave on. I'm looking fine. Titties pushed up. It just didn't seem as if it was genuine. Going back to her social media page, you know, there are pictures of her. There's one particular video of her where she's has this like top on where you're showing all her stomach and her, you know, the shirt is wrapped around the titties only, and it's all her stomach, and she's winding and dancing real sexy. And to me, I'm like, how does this help your brand as far as a doctor that's helping people out in relationships when you up there living your best single life? Now, from what I know, she has no kids. She's single. How are you giving relationship advice to people when you have not been in a successful relationship at all? One thing you know about me, that I am an advocate and very vivid when it comes to people that are giving advice, especially on relationships, okay? If you are single, you are not qualified to give relationship advice, because obviously the stuff you are trying to help people out, you are not doing yourself. You know, even people like Dr. Umar, you are not married. Dr. Umar should have two African wives to practice the shit he preach. So I listen to nothing these people say. You have Dr. Umar has no children. I mean, I think he has children and nobody knows about on the low. They say he has children, but you never see him. He has no women. He's talking about single mothers, all that stuff. At the end of the day, if you have children, you create a single mother. And where's your African queens? But you talk about black women are the best. So at the end of the day, I'm all about practicing what you preach. All I saw on her page is sexy poses, walks, push-up bras, showing her ass, and that's it. But she's giving you relationship advice. Now, if men are so bad, if men are making broken homes, right? Why couldn't you find a good man? Obviously, you're a good woman, a career woman, 6 foot, whatever. Why you can't find a man? So at the end of the day, how are you giving other people advice or women advice about how to get a man or maintain their relationship where you can't maintain a relationship? You can't find the one thing you're trying to teach others to do or to maintain. But women out here talk about she ate him up. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Now, let's look at success factors. Nick Cannon is worth millions. Cam Newton is worth, what, 37 million. Nick Cannon is worth 20 million plus whatever. These are successful black men that are actually taking care of their kids. Now, it says nowhere in the Bible or the law that a man has to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with his kids. It does say a man has to be protect and provide. Now, of course, naturally, having that many kids, there's probably no way you could spend every single week and hour of the day with those kids. Understandable. And that's what they want. Oh, you're not spending time with your kids. You have that many kids. But it's not for him, a man, to hang out with a kid every day. It's for a man to provide and protect. And these men are doing that. Cam Newton said, son, she was talking about all your making broken homes. Cam's like, all my kids live with me. All my kids are with me. You know, you're taking away the ability for a kid to wake up every day with his dad. Cam was like, all my kids are with me. And then she brushed over that. There was like, well, the mothers aren't. Yeah, I mean, anytime you, and that's how these new feminists are. Anytime you counter what they say, they brush it over and move to something else. Anytime you give them a facts, they brush it off and move on to something else. It's like the whole Kamala Harris, and I'm going to do a podcast on that as well. But Kamala Harris is going around, right? She's getting the black vote. Black women are voting for her, and nobody knew her policies. Nobody knows what she has done, what she's currently doing as vice president. She's currently the vice president right now. Right now. And everybody's voting her because she's a black woman, which she, as we know from history, and you could go on the internet easily. She was claiming to be Indian for many, many years. Talking about she's not going to do anything just for black people. But now all of a sudden she wants that black vote really, 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 really hard. And she's going for it hard. You know? But nobody talks about how black women are breaking the home. You know, Ms. Bryant, one of her things was that as a father with many, many kids, you're breaking they're breaking up the home, not giving those children any a structure. Well, Kamala Harris is not even supporting black kids. She's married to a white man, but that's okay. Nobody's sitting here arguing with Ebony Williams, this woman that went around on the internet, got her fame from saying she wouldn't date a garbage man. That garbage man wasn't good enough for her. Right? But she goes and gets, you know, gets artificially inseminated. She created a broken home on purpose, but nobody's saying nothing about her. Nobody's saying that to her. See, because when black women break the home, nobody says nothing. It's okay. When a black woman goes out, has sex with a guy and decides to have a child, knowing that this man's not going to be there because for one, he probably just a bum guy she slept with, or he's like, I'm not ready. And she decides to have that child. She's not creating a broken home. Miss Williams is, Miss Bryant is out here running around telling black men how they breaking homes, and she hasn't even created a home herself. She out here living her best single life, selling sex on her Instagram, but she's telling black men, these black men that have the money and the means to raise these kids in a great life that are there, but they're the ones breaking homes. But it'd be the same Dr. Bryant, I guarantee, get out there and marry a white man and every black woman would praise her. She even said that Cam Newton's women, their women are weak-minded. That they prey on women that aren't really secure in a certain way. So not only is she downing the black man that take care of his kid, that's successful, she's downing other black women that decide to be with them. But on the other end of it, black culture are telling women that they shouldn't date a man unless he makes six figures. So on one end, when a woman does that, she gets a man that making that's a millionaire and has a child with him as well taken care of. She's stupid. But then you tell that same woman, you need to meet a guy making six figures and be with him. And he's supposed to pay your bills and do all that for you. Like, so what is it? See, the black culture, black women culture is confusing. It's like they praise one thing, but then when that one thing happens, they get mad at it. They sit there and they tell a woman to, oh, you know what? At the end of the day, as a woman, you're okay. It doesn't matter if you have kids. If Sierra goes marries Russell Simmons, and these same black women out here talking about, oh, Sierra, you know what I'm saying? He's a lame. He's this, blah, 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 blah. He's a simp, blah, blah, blah. Black men are saying it too, so don't get me wrong. But I'm saying black women saying that as well. Like, you can't win with a black woman because no matter what you do, they always have a counter for it. They're in a constant state of being victims no matter what happens. Even when they're winning, they're still the victim. You can't criticize a black woman what she do because now you're the one making her a victim. You can't call a black woman out on her bullshit because now you're the one, she's the victim, and you're bullying her. So for me, I hate the hypocrisy and the bullshit that I see when I'm on the internet and I see things like Miss Bryant out here shaking her ass, being a sex symbol, but it's going to tell a black man that is actually loving his kids and taking care of all the women that he's had the kids with. But he is the scum of the earth. She ate him up. You know what? Hollywood is crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if one of them ain't smasher. And let's be real. Somebody hitting it. She ain't celibate. Somebody smashing it. So why she ain't with that dude? See, because let's be real, guys, and I'm talking to my men here, all right? And women will never admit it, but let's be real. Women are the sneakiest, black women are the most sneakiest women on the earth when it comes to smashing dudes on the low. Dudes, how many women have you smashed in your life that in public they will claim and fight and tooth and nail to say they never had sex with you? Women, let's be real. How many women you know be smashing on the low? And you know about who they smashing, but they'll never tell nobody. They keep on the low. Like, this is a be honest with yourself moment. Like, I hate watching Paternity Court. Because how many black women go on there swearing up and down that this is the only possibility. I ain't never been with nobody else. I never, hell no. They are, I mean, adamant saying on everything, on my children, blah, blah, blah. And then you're not the father. How many times that happens on Paternity Court with black women? See, because a black woman will deny until the evidence come. And then even when the evidence come, they act as if it is nothing. Like they're coming, you're not the father. They're still being denial. Oh, that can't be. Something wrong with the test. Well, ma'am, the test don't lie. I don't know. I don't know how that could be. Still, they're still denying. Even when the evidence is there, they're still denying. And then if they finally do admit it, they don't even take accountability. They'd be like, well, I'm glad anyway. This works out for me. They never take accountability. So you tell me this. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. She fine. She look good. Dr. Bryant look good. And you telling me that she out here and nobody smashing. You telling me that Nick Cannon or Cam Newton ain't like, we know how Hollywood works. We know how people with money and influence are. You telling me she's the exception to the rule, dressing like that, looking like that, that ain't nobody smashing. So that's a problem right there. Let me tell you why that's a problem. Because see, your women see it as sexual liberation. I see it as calling a spade, and she's phony. You out here telling these men to be in relationships and take accountability, but you out there flaunting your shit, just fucking who you want. Being irresponsible with your body. Well, what about she to protect herself? It don't matter. You're being irresponsible, giving yourself to a man that ain't your man. But you're telling other men they wrong. Because every woman, and I know they won't be like, oh, Cass, you're wilding, but every woman has somebody she's sleeping with on the low. Before they get to that man stage, there's somebody. I'm sorry. Now, you could disagree, and maybe in your life, in your experience, and that's fine. But in my life, in my experience, I've never met a woman that's just not having sex with somebody. Whether it's a friend or a booty call or ex or a baby daddy, whatever, but they're having sex with somebody. Because think of it like this. There are too many kids in the black community being born for women not to be having a lot of sex. Because the babies are just a small percentage of the women that get pregnant. Because think about it. Biologically, a woman can only get pregnant 6-7 a little over a week out of the year, out of a month, because she ovulates for what, a certain amount of time, whatever it is, right? There's a certain amount of time a woman is. I'm not the science, but there's a woman doesn't ovulate the whole month. So look like this: 7 days she's on her period, and then a few days, a certain amount of days after that, she can get pregnant. So there's a time window every month that a woman can get pregnant, right? That's just biology. Now, within that time frame, every month, a woman has to have sex. So you're telling me that all these women have babies are just having sex within that time frame? No, they're fucking the whole month. It's just that time they got caught up. Sperm, reach, egg, baby. So the percentages of babies born is nothing compared to the amount of sex these women are having. And then you got to account for the women that haven't gotten caught, haven't had a baby, that haven't gotten caught, that on birth control or some type of thing, or use the morning after pill, which is a very popular thing. So these black women are having a lot of sex with a lot of dudes. And how many times these women out here telling you how many sex they're having? Huh? We all know about the infamous girls trips where the woman goes down to wherever and has a good time. How much that happens, huh? How many women you know will go to Jamaica on a cruise or Aruba or Dubai, whatever, and meet a guy and have a good time, but she'll act like she never had sex with that dude and that doesn't count on her book, else she'll never tell. How many of you women had sex with a guy that you will never tell anybody that you did it? That shit happens more than you think. Guys, how many women you know you had sex with that will never say nothing to nobody that said, I don't do this? When she says she doesn't do this, she does this. How many times, guys, have you been with a woman that said, yo, you know, I don't really do this? How many times you had on the first time? So you're telling me, Dr. Brian, this bad, she bad. I mean, I'm not even gonna lie, she look good. And she out there around these men that got money, out there flaunting all her stuff, but she ain't having sex with somebody. She not doing it with somebody. But see, that's okay with a woman. Let's talk about the attorney general in Georgia, that the one that prosecuted Young Thug, how she got caught sleeping with her subordinate. A powerful woman that was married, right? But she was sleeping and taking trips with her subordinate, having a full-blown relationship with him, having sex with him. And he's the one that stepped away. But nobody got on her for sleeping with a subordinate. Let that have been a man to do that. But I guarantee you, and she completely denied having any type of relationship with him. Denied it in the beginning. Nope. We were just friends. We were just friends. Denied it. And still hasn't taken accountability, because at the end of the day, she didn't get fired for sleeping with a subordinate. No, you are prosecuting black men. You're prosecuting people. Your judgment should be on the forefront. You had bad judgment to sleep with your subordinate, but you are still in a position to prosecute people. And he had to leave. He left his job. And she's still on the job. See, black women will do anything and take accountability. Don't take accountability and justify everything they do. Dr. Brian is just, she by herself is not bad. I'm not mad at her, but she is just the product of the black feminist movement, of the black women out here that don't take accountability, that say they could do whatever they want, talk about the black family, but in the same time, they're breaking the black family up. Talk about black men need to step up and be men, but at the same time, they will go get artificially inseminated in some clinic or marry and date a white man, but they're the same ones that are preaching to black men that they're not good enough, that they need to step up and be better. Black man, we need you. But at the same time, you're saying, black man, you ain't shit. Am I crazy for seeing this? Am I crazy for actually calling out the bullshit and hypocrisy of this shit? Like, I look at the internet all day long. Well, not only I got life, but I look at the internet and I sometimes want to cry. I sometimes want to cry because it is horrible for our people. And like I said in the beginning of this podcast, I don't take responsibility away from black men. I'm literally writing a book that is focused on black men and what we need to do to step up. My book is finished. It's called Men Are Meant to Be Broken. Okay? So I don't want nobody to ever say to me, yo, Cass, you all about bashing black women. Hell no. But I'm about accountability. See, black men, we have no choice but to be accountable for what we do. Even Dr. Brian's rant on Cam Newton and Nick Cannon, right? At the end of the day, people are saying, Cam, you have to take accountability. Nobody's giving him a pass. And another thing, unfortunately, and this is about my people in general, you have to understand where this is coming from, all right? You think it's a coincidence that Dr. Brian did these two interviews close to each other, and they both go viral at the same time? You think it's a coincidence? You think Nick Cannon or Cam Newton are going to put videos out that are bashing them or making them look stupid? They're going to put these out? Cam Newton controls his stuff. Nick Cannon controls his stuff. And you really think that they're not going to put these, they put these videos out not understanding the backlash they're going to get? Not knowing that this is going to help her career? Think about it. What what incentive did they have to put these type of videos out? These are guys that have been in the media for years. They know what they're doing. They know controversy makes good viewership. They knew that putting this out is going to get her some clout. So why are they doing this for her? They just hooking up a black woman, looking out for her? Because these people have teams around them. PR people, marketing people, all these people. Editors, all this stuff. So you telling me that they didn't know what was going to go happen with this? They knew exactly what was going to happen. She was part of it. See, I take things for a grain of salt as well. I speak about the issue because I think it overall, you know, is a discussion we need to have. But in general, you got to understand that these people are not normal people. These are not everyday me and you people. These are people that have a career. Their career is pending on the internet, on social media. And they're going to do everything they can to get the views because that's their money. And you think that Cam Newton and Nick Cannon are so dumb and so irresponsible that they're going to have an interview with a doctor that's going to tear into them, quote unquote. And they put it out. And then all of a sudden, after they put it, they realized that maybe it wasn't a good look. Maybe this wasn't a good idea. No, they're not stupid. See, I talk about the issues because I think when these people do things, it overall emphasizes on issues happening within our black community. But for not for a second do I believe that is 100% authentic and real. Even on Cam Newton and Nick Cannon's side, you know how many black women doctors are out there, real black women doctors that don't look like her? Think about it. She's just the one that gets put on. I know she's been on MTV. She's done a whole bunch of things. But like, you're telling me that out of all the doctors, like, where's the lady? What's her name? The older lady, a doctor. What's her name? Avon. You know what I mean? Her. You know what I'm saying? She's a counselor. That at the end of the day, you look at her, she ain't selling sex. She's selling the message. And there's plenty of black women doctors out there that aren't selling sex on their Instagram, trying to be the hottest chick in the room that they could have interviewed, but they choose her with her outfit. Think about it. Now, I could sit here and say Nick Cannon and Cam Newton knew what the hell they were doing because they wanted her and her image, this fine lady, viewership. They helped her out. Her bag has gone up, probably tripled since these interviews. And you telling me they picked her because she's really good at what she does. Now, I'm not saying in any way that she isn't qualified. I'm not saying that she isn't good. No. But what I'm saying is you think they picked her, both of them. Where are the other black female doctors they had on there? Regular black female doctors, the one who looked like my mama, my grandma, to get up there and let me know what's going on. Because wouldn't that have been better, old school mama? An old school looking woman to go on there and let them know what's up. Like, yo, brothers, you know what I'm saying? I would appreciate that because that woman right there probably been married for 20, 30 years. She got her degree in psychology and she's helping young brothers out. Like, to me, that helps the culture. We need that. But you got this young girl, let's be honest, this young woman with her titties pushed up that got a chain that says Dr. Bryant. With her hair slicked back, skirt so tight, it was a third. Her skirts are so tight, they're like a third goddamn skin. You think, come on now. And you think she chose those outfits because, oh, these makes me look respectable as a doctor? I mean, come on. It's all made up. And all it is they're using the black culture for themselves. So I'm not sitting here even trying to say Nick Cannon. I talk about two things, right? Two things. There's one side of it of the talk, the issue was going on afterwards, and we could reflect on that. But then there's the other side of it. Like, these people are playing us, and we're falling into it. She ain't really trying to help the black man. She did that for clicks. Nick Cannon and Cam Newton are doing that for their clicks in their show. So at the end of the day, they're both, it's just a show. It's entertainment. But people take this as real and they live their lives as like, this is the real shit. This is the real deal. And that's the problem I have. So I could look at things on multifaceted. I could say on one end, I could debate this on one end, but then debate it on the other. Like, ain't nobody, that whole interview, ain't none of them selling real conversation to help you out. It's all Hollywood. It's all Hollywood. Now, if we want to talk about the issues, about parenthood and stuff like that, that's one thing. I think I talked about that earlier. But on the other, this is Hollywood. It's all made up. It's all for clicks and likes because that's how they make their money. See, the problem is we don't look at things as entertainment anymore. We look at that shit as real life. These are rich people or people that are public media figures that all they're doing is trying to further their public image for more money opportunities. That's what this is. So when you sit there, you think, oh, she ate them up. You think that these guys are stupid enough to be, quote unquote, ate up on a public forum. You think they're just that stupid that they didn't discuss things with her, that if they didn't want to, if they wanted to, they could edit things out if they wanted to, but they didn't. They did it on purpose. You don't think those questions they knew were coming before? You didn't think that? Because if it was questions they didn't know, they could have just edited it out. But they didn't. And even if this was, I don't know if it was live, I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, any interviewer, they have a list of questions. Right now, if she was a bad interviewer, right, and went off the script of what they talked about, I guarantee, I don't know which one was first, but Nick, she wouldn't have been on Nick's or Nick would have been, because they would have known, like, yo, she goes off script. Like, when, you know what I'm saying? No, she went and she played the part, asked those questions, told them what she would say. They told her what to say. It was an act. But women around, oh, she ate. Nick Cannon, let's be real. Nick Cannon and Cam Newton they've been telling these people that for years. You think they are not used to girls or the media saying they're deadbeats or they having too many kids and shit like that? They're used to that shit. It makes them more money, makes them more interesting. So she's throwing wool over your eyes. All these black women in the media are throwing wool over your eyes. They're using the state of black woman and the black culture to throw wool over your eyes. Kamala, she, whatever, however you pronounce it, she's running around talking about the black people having Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Jon at her rallies while she is going home sleeping with a white man. But she's telling you she's black and she's for the black community. So maybe I'm crazy for seeing things this way. Maybe I'm crazy for seeing the realness of what it is. We tend to like to live in this fantasy world now. We like to live in a world where we have this wool over our eyes and we can't see the real. We hear what people say, but we don't look at the source. One thing about me in my life, I've always practiced what I preach. Anything I say or do is either what I'm doing or what I've been through or what I've experienced. I am not here to be fake to anybody because I can't give you advice about stuff that I don't know about. I can't sit here and pull the wool over my eyes. One thing I could say about this podcast, it's been 100% genuine. And the success of this podcast has been because it's been 100% genuine and real. I don't say nothing I don't know about. And even if I want to talk about something I don't know about, I say at the beginning, I don't know too much about it, but this is just my opinion. Because that's what you deserve listening to me is honesty and realness. And not somebody to give you bullshit. But my Cass is Crazy segment is going to be calling out the bullshit. Because I'm tired of it. I'm going to be educating my black men. Of course, I'm going to be an advocate 100%. But I'm calling out the bullshit. And Cass is Crazy is calling out the bullshit. Calling a spade, calling an ace a ace. Because at the end of the day, anybody can research me. I don't care. You can look me up. I don't care. From my flaws to my accomplishments, I don't care. All right, people, I appreciate you so much for listening and supporting this podcast. It's cool. You know, I got this new mic and it's pretty good. Sounds pretty good, right? It's this little mic that I found by this new company. And I'm not here to promote them. So at the end of the day, but you know, this is mic that I have with me that I travel. I didn't like the other one I had. So I got this one and I got all the big mic. I got the Shure mics, the, you know, the magic mics and stuff like that. But this one is a company and I like this mic and I'm going to rock with this mic. Maybe sound good and it's good volume. So yeah, that's just a random thought, right, guys? That's really random. Just talking about the mic more. But anyway, but guys, I appreciate you so much. Go to blackmensmentalhealth.com. CassanovaWings.com. All my pages are being updated. My whole branding is completely going to be different. I'm actually, we're doing photo shoots. You know, a couple of critics just popped off with me and my wife. A divorce not an option as well. Check that out. We're coming back with a lot of episodes. My product line is coming out. The network, the Culture Radio Network. Download it. On there is special playlists where I'm going to have special podcasts that you can't get on Spotify. You can't get on iTunes. It's going to be special podcasts just on the Culture Radio app, my app, with my stage, my network. So go to Culture Radio Network on either Google or Apple, download the app, click on playlist, and you're going to see the my playlist there where it's going to be special podcasts just on the app that you cannot get anywhere. They will not be downloaded anywhere but the app, but I'll let you know when those pop up, okay? And that's pretty much it. Until next time, guys.